Little black submarine's operator, please put me back on the line. Where can I go where everybody know that a broken heart is blind? Oh, I didn't see you there. Hi, I'm making breakfast, and I like to sing when I make breakfast, because I feel that however bad I may be singing, the food tastes so much better that way. Yep, got coffee going, got turkey bacon. Yeah. So, yeah, things are going well. I'm excited. I got a lot of stuff going on, things that are about to launch in a little bit for my podcast. And I think maybe we should have like a Wednesday morning meeting right here on the on Audio Boo. So add that to your list of things to ignore on Facebook, Twitter, and wherever else I am these days. Everywhere. Hold on a second. I have to turn my bacon. You can't burn the bacon, but even burnt bacon is good, right? No matter what you do, you can't really screw up bacon. All right, so I just wanted to say hello. And getting a little bit of a late start today. My cats are going crazy. And, you know, they have that thing where they get excited when you get up. My cats get excited like puppies. And they start geeking around and running around the house, freaking out. So, I don't know. I think they're retarded, really. More you, little tiny. You're the retarded one. Yeah. See, she's running off. And then she jumps high, and then when I open the window, she jumps in the windowsill because she's like, "Oh, the sun! I've got to get my vitamin D! Gosh, thanks, Dad!" So, my cats are crazy. Yeah, she's freaking out. And she'll jump on the windowsill and then miss it and then hit her head on the ledge. That's hilarious. No, I don't think it's funny at all. I just wanted to say hello, and I have an audio boo, but maybe like a weekly audio boo on Wednesday mornings as I make breakfast would be a good time. Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoy your coffees or whatever the hell you're eating. Did you skip breakfast? See, that's the thing I can always encourage people. Never skip breakfast. You know, if you take a test, and there's not many people that I would recommend, but Dr. Oz seems like a guy that we can all trust, right? Are we in agreement? He's not a douchebag. He's not Dr. Phil. I mean, he's a legitimate doctor, and he actually seems like he wants to help people. I don't know. I like him. So anyway, I went on his website, and I asked a bunch of questions about your actual age and, like, you know, what your physical age. Like, you know, you can have your birthday and know, like, how old you are. But what he says is, like, you know, how long you're going to live. And one of the things on there, obviously, is nutrition, but eating breakfast is so important. And, you know, people focus on so many things, like, I got to get this new car, this new computer, the iPhone 5. But then they'll buy an iPhone 5, spend all their money, and eat really shitty cardboard food. I don't understand that. Why do we do this? And this is what they wonder why, you know, people with pesticides on their food. They wonder why everybody's dying of cancer. It's because they eat bullshit all the time, is why. So it just came out that the number one cause of death is no longer heart disease, but is now cancer. And you've got to know that there's a lot of shit in our food that we're eating that we're just accepting of because, oh, we don't have time. Or I was just so hungry, I had to grab something, you know. Eating shitty is okay if you do it, like, once in a while. But I think we do it too much. Well, that's why I've changed my whole life, and I eat better. And I just try to encourage people to do the same. So, I'll get off my soapbox now. I'm just saying, if you want to live longer, eat a good breakfast, and have a happy day. Thanks for... Now I just ruined everything. Great, now I can't eat the Egg McMuffin I was about to eat. Bastard. Well, what are you going to do?